Night. Funny man Jimmy Kimmel emceed.
What a collection of people. Here in one room we have members of the media, politicians, corporate executives, advertisers, lobbyists, and celebrities. Everything that is wrong with America is here in this room tonight.
Mr. Obama cracked about what will happen if he wins a second term in office.
Let me just say something to all my conspiracy-oriented friends on the right who think I'm planning to unleash some secret agenda. You're absolutely right.
Getting in a shot at the Secret Service misconduct scandal, Kimmel said he told the agency that for $800 he wouldn't joke about it. But he said they only offered $30. This is ABC News.
Don't do drugs, you'll end up like a thug, and you'll make your mother sad, and you'll make your father mad. Don't do drugs. Drugs are bad. Don't do drugs. Drugs are bad. Don't toe that line. You'll think it's just one time you start doing crack, and you'll have a heart attack. Don't do drugs. Drugs are bad. Don't do drugs. Drugs are bad. And you'll make your mother sad.
You know, there's a better way to talk to your kids about drugs. Learn how at timetotalk.org. Brought to you by the partnership at drugfree.org.
I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
There is only one place in the Valley serving all of your golf cart needs, Electric Car Distributors. Serving the golf community since 1961, come and see what's new in 2012. Offering a huge inventory of custom and pre-owned cars and the best selection of the Valley Club Cars, Yamaha, and Western Elegante. Electric Car Distributors is your one-stop shop for all of your golf cart needs. With one historic location to serve you on Highway 111 in Rancho Mirage, for more info, call 760 346-5661 or visit Electric Car Distributors on the web at elec-car.com.
You're listening to News Talk 920 KPSI.
Hey, want to travel?
Hello, everyone. And welcome to Traveling with Friends. I am coming to you live on the Stagecoach Weekend from Ojai, California, from the Oaks at Ojai. And it is beautiful here. I'm looking at the mountains. I'm sitting on the patio. I'm listening to the fountain gurgling over to my right. And it's just spectacular. Now, there are no big box stores in Ojai. There's one main street. There's boutique stores. There's a good old-fashioned candy store, ice cream parlor, art galleries, and a beautiful park right in the middle of town. So when you're wandering up and down, you can just relax and enjoy yourself. Now, we have a lot going on today. It's a really crazy busy show. We have Lakers afterwards. So instead of me rambling on about how beautiful Ojai is and the Oaks, here, the Oaks at Ojai, we are going to just jump right in with our first guest and talk about the beautiful place that I am staying at. And with us right off the bat is Sheila Clef, the owner of the Oaks at Ojai. Hi, Sheila.
Hi, Francoise. It's so great that you're featuring Ojai.
Well, I am really, really thrilled to be here one more time. I was here several years ago, and it's such a beautiful, beautiful destination. And I walked by the Oaks here, but I never ventured in. But first of all, you are like the fitness guru. You're the community leader. You're known about town by everyone. But tell my listeners, who is Sheila Clef?
Oh, aren't you nice to ask? I started my first fitness company in Ottawa, Canada in 1960. And I'm often asked, was it difficult as a woman to start a business? People just thought I would fail. And it wasn't something that women did. And so we continued to grow and grow. We took our wellness in the workplace clients. We moved to upstate New York, my husband and I, and we took them to the spas of Europe. Europe was way ahead in massage and facial and taking the waters and relaxation. But try and get a French chef at Royal Club Evian to cook without butter and cream was absolutely impossible. And so America was way ahead. Now we're talking into the 70s. As far as their attitude towards physical movement and making good food choices. Now, you noticed I didn't use the word diet and I didn't use the word exercise, because how excited do you get when you tell your best friend, I have to go on a diet and I'm going to exercise?
But not very.
So if you change it around and say, look, at the Oaks, someone is going to feed me in a healthy manner. We have our own herb gardens, our own orchards, our own bakery. Almost nothing is canned, processed, or frozen. So, and we have no dyes or chemicals or no artificial sweeteners. And we have somewhere between 15 and 20 fitness classes a day to choose from. So if you're brand new to fitness, then you might choose a mind-body awareness, aqua aerobics class, a yoga class, maybe you do the morning stroll. But if you're other end of the spectrum, if you are an advanced person, you're going to get up at 6:30 in the morning and do a four to six mile mountain hike. You're going to come back and do boot camp, which is an aerobics workout. You might do my sit, strengthen, and stretch class, which is designed for the computer person. And all of this came about when my clients at the spas of Europe said, we like it, but there's not enough nutrition and not enough fitness. Well, at one time in the 70s, we had an educational division, and we went into school districts and we trained elementary school teachers from kindergarten to third grade about physical movement, and it was called movement education. One of my contracts was with the Ojai School District. We had contracts with recreation departments, with the Ojai Art Center. And I fell in love with this magical spiritual town. Now, the Chumash, the Indians that settled this town, Ojai, it's debatable, but I think it really does mean nest. And they felt that the valley was magical and spiritual, and that people used their intellect to a greater extent and became more creative. That's one of the reasons we have over 40 art galleries in a little town of 8,000, and we have four of the top private boarding schools.
Now, Sheila, if you folks, you've noticed, Sheila has won numerous awards across the world. She sidestepped the entire question on who is Sheila Club, and we're right into the Oaks at Ojai, which is really, I see your passion. She is the owner here of the Oaks at Ojai. You have such a passion for what you do, folks. Let me tell you, she is the trimmest, fittest woman that I know, over 65. She is just spectacular. You just put out a wonderful, positive vibe. I can see that you love life. I mean, I could just feel it coming at me, and you love what you do here at the Oaks. Now, like you said, people don't like the word diet. They're not real thrilled, even when sometimes when we mention health and wellness, because they think of the word diet. Yet, I have been wandering around the property for the last 2 days, and the excitement level here of your guests, they are so excited about the meals that you fix here, let's talk a little bit about the meals here that come with staying at the Oaks at Ojai.
Well, what we believe in, and it's proven and manifests itself in the joy and excitement of our guests, is we believe in healthy eating. So everything is fresh, and everything is prepared with a caloric restriction. However, let's say you are an athlete. We have an athlete's portion. So instead of one salmon steak, you would get two. We're about 65% vegetarian. And when you literally go out and pick your seasonings as you're preparing a recipe, then you don't need the negative impact of salt and artificial sweeteners, etc., because the food is absolutely delicious. The other thing we do is every meal is three courses, and there's a psychological aspect of consuming and knowing that you're going to have a healthy dessert, but not feeling deprived in any way. And that is so important. When I started the aerobic movement in Ottawa, Canada, I started it because my high school students had their period six times a month to get out of physical education. So we really felt that, I felt that if I made it fun, then they would want to come to class. And prior to my college education, I had toured the world with Sonia Henney as a professional ice skater. So I took what the joy of figure skating, put it on the dance floor. I gave up figure skating for 50 years, and on my 70th birthday 5 years ago, I took a granddaughter to the ice rink, and now I compete internationally in masters figure skating.
Well, finally, see, yeah. I knew there was more there, because you are teaching classes here, you are giving lectures, you are just constantly on the go doing things, and now I know that you're figure skating again. I mean, it's totally amazing, and folks, again, we're talking to Sheila Clef. She is the owner of the Oaks at Ojai here in Ojai, California. Now, something a little bit interesting, Sheila. When I arrived, I noticed lots and lots of women. Yet on the website, it doesn't really say a woman's only a facility. And then I did notice a few men, but this has become like a little secret getaway for gals. And they are just so excited when they walk in the door.
And one of our guests, I was having breakfast with a group from Vancouver. There were 8 women here from Vancouver. And they said, look, we come every year. It's the Adult Woman's Summer Camp.
Ah,
and we market to the decision-making woman. It's amazing. I shouldn't be amazed, but I'm constantly amazed. There's judges, there's doctors, there's school teachers, there's brand new professionals, there's college graduates, there's no age group. Our average age is about 35. So you do need a certain amount of financial freedom in order to take any vacation. But we're considered internationally as the most, I think it was Wall Street Journal that called us the best value for spa dollars spent.
Well, you have one. The Oaks at Ojai has won numerous awards. And folks, those of you online can go to Oaks Spa, that's OAKSSPA.com, and check it out right now and look and see what I'm talking about. But you have won. The Oaks here has won. And I'm saying again, folks, this woman is just life. You are just what I love about life. People that are adventurous, that want to experience life. I always say, experience it, don't just live it. And you're doing that exactly. But you have the Oaks has won numerous awards. Tell us a little bit about the award that you have won here.
Well, we were identified as the best, the last award, I think it was one of the major magazines. We were identified as the best destination spa in the entire world.
Wow.
And also the most affordable. We've won the best in fitness through Spa Finders, the best in affordability, the best girlfriend's getaway.
Mm.
And we jokingly say we market to the decision-making woman. We accept men.
Oh, yeah. There's been some guys here floating around in the pool and having, but it just struck me funny because I walked when I was walking through. I looked around and said, wow, there's all women except for one man. I thought, isn't he in paradise?
Yeah. Yep. Well, in fact, that's what he said to me.
Yeah.
I said, you know, you come every year for tennis tournament. This is tennis
right,
weekend.
Right, it is. 112.
And I said, Bob, you never bring another man. He said, what? Spoil the undiscovered male paradise? He said, where can I have dinner with beautiful, attractive, fit women, not pick up the bill or buy them a drink? And that's the Oaks. And I don't know how to market that. But actually, we have evolved. We're 34 years now. We've evolved as the decision-making woman's retreat. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our women do not want to bring their husbands.
Right.
But some do. And so we have a special week wrapped around Father's Day, and it's called His and Her Week. Mm-hmm. And if you agree to share your room with a significant other, one of you will go for 40% off. And we do have a lot of couples during that week.
Book that now, folks. Go to oakspa.com. Book it now. Now, you have a daily activity schedule that can either boggle the mind completely and you don't have to do it all, but you have such a selection of what your guests can choose from that are all part of the Oaks at Ojai experience. Tell us a little bit, how did you come up with this schedule here? I mean, it's immense, folks.
Well, fitness is not limited to one age group. The young college student needs to set patterns that will help her maintain the quality of life that she wants when she graduates, when she becomes a young mom, when she retires. It's all part of our philosophy. It's not being skinny. It's not being super fit. It's how do you want to use your brain? How do you want to look? And how do you want to feel at various passages in life? So we deal with a very chronologically enriched person. That's a nice way of saying old.
Okay.
And the younger person. So we had to have a program that would fit everyone's needs. So again, if you're, say you're a computer person and you've used your travel and your time at the computer as an excuse not to stay at the highest health level possible, I have a class called Sit, Strengthen, and Stretch. Mm-hmm. And it's an entire workout pushing your chair away from your computer and making yourself strong and making your heart and lungs, your aerobic capacity, increasing it. So we've tried to wipe out the excuses. We have a program where we ask people not to go down that program and take every class.
Right.
We meet with them, with a new guest, when they check in. We'll go over the program, and each class has a level attached to it. So we'll say, okay, now you belong to a major your sports club, say the racket club here in Ojai, you're working out four times a week. I would suggest that you do the 6 mile mountain hike, you take the boot camp class, you take yoga to stretch out the muscles. Maybe you want to take my mind body awareness class that I teach about five times a week, and I'll take you through my research at Cornell University on the lower back, because 8 out of 10 people in the last research study by the College of Sports Medicine will suffer from some form of lower back discomfort, non-disease and non-injury related. So it's really important that you know what to do and why you're doing it and how to strengthen the support system for the back. So we give people guidelines. A lot of people like a Broadway music. Elizabeth is teaching a Broadway class right now. I think we're all frustrated chorus line dancers. But the whole thing is to have fun and to enjoy Ojai as a destination as well. And that's why I do the art stroll. I take our guests for an hour and a half walk every Wednesday, and we visit all the art galleries, and we learn more about Ojai. We walk through the tennis tournament, and we talked about, and I'm sure many of our guests went to the tennis tournament. We have the Playwrights Conference. I talked to a couple of guests this morning, and they went to Matilaha Junior High, and they loved the Playwrights Conference. So there's so much to do here, and it's so unusual.
There is, and it's such a quaint, charming town, and hasn't lost that. It is more of a tourist destination than the residents would like to admit, because it really is. It's a celebrity haven. I'm going to go down the list a little bit later. But right here at the Oaks at Ojai, you also have, folks, in case you didn't get enough with all the daily classes and lectures, there's a gym. There's an exercise gym. There's, of course, the pools. You have the spa. You have the steam room. You have massages. You have facials. You have hair, nails. The Nest is a little shop, which I wandered in and bought a few things from. And just, it's all around. Round wonderful place to come and feel good about yourself and enjoy learning how to feel fit. Is that, am I saying that correctly?
Oh, that is, and we really believe in the mind-body-spirit connection. So along with all of our choices of fitness activities, we have an intellectual fitness program as well. And we have over 900 speakers a year. So in the evening, you might choose negotiations, you might choose learning a computer, you might sample our arts and crafts class, you might look at estate planning, you might look at negotiations, you might look at surviving divorce, anything that connects the mind with the body, because you can't separate what goes on from here up from the neck down. So we really feel that we've also been called a teaching spa. So it's just not energy out and caloric in. There's so much involved in having lots of energy and strength and stamina, that mind-body-spirit connection. And then the relaxation of reflexology, of the Ojai olive oil massage and exfoliation. And we try to use as many local products and local names as we possibly can. And as you noticed, we've used RTK tile for all our hand-painted and custom tile.
Beautiful, beautiful, yeah. Beautiful. In fact, I posted a picture on Facebook of my bathroom.
Oh, really?
Because the tile is so gorgeous.
Yeah.
Well, Sheila, I mean, we could talk for hours. I just know we could talk for hours, but we're going to cover all aspects of Ojai. Of course, the Oaks at Ojai is right here in the middle of town. You're not a prisoner here, folks. You come and go as you please. Yeah. It just is lovely, lovely, lovely. You are lovely. I can't wait to see a picture or something of you ice figure skating.
Well, if you pull up, if your listener pulls up our Oaks website,
right,
and they go to Sheila Shares,
yeah,
and you scroll down, and it says Sheila Skates, and you'll see my last adult gold medal.
Oh, my God. You are just amazing. Again, folks, it's at oakspa.com. You want to come here, experience delicious food, a wonderful, relaxing atmosphere, spa treatments, lectures, classes, everything you want. And Sheila herself, who you are just a doll, and you're around all the time.
Oh, sure. And now that my daughter, Kathy, is our CEO and president, my other daughter runs all our finances, a lawyer acts as a consultant, yeah, our son helps us with the computers.
It's a family affair.
Family business.
Oh, Sheila, again, thank you so, so much. And I will definitely keep everyone posted on what's happening at the Oaks in the future. You have a Father's Day special coming up. Mother's Day, a great, send mother up here, let her get away, let her just relax.
And put in as many daughters in your room as you can stand, and they all go for 40% off.
Oh, fantastic. And she's a marketer. What more can we say?
Okay.
Sheila, again, thank you so much. It's been really a pleasure, and thank you for hosting Traveling with Francoise here at the Oaks at Ojai.
It's our pleasure.
Well, thank you. Okay, folks, we're going to take a quick time out. When we come back, we're going to learn more about this phenomenal town, Ojai, California, only about 3.5 hours away, really easy to get to. Really, once you're here, do like I parked the car and I have just been walking all over, and they have a little trolley as well. And we're going to talk about more of that in a few minutes. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on News Talk 920 KPSI, coming to you live from the Oaks at Ojai in Ojai, California. We'll be right back.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com.
Do you know what makes me smile? Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage, offering lunch, dinner, and takeout for over 8 years to locals and visitors. Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage is open daily, serving all of your favorites from Pad Thai to Red Mountain. So let Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage put a smile on your face. Located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and 111. Reservations are suggested, so please call 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565. Or visit their website at mythaismile.com.
Enjoy a true Palm Springs workout at Knott's Fitness Point Health Club. We have a cardio room, a weight room, and offer a variety of classes. What sets our tone is our indoor-outdoor pool with therapeutic jets. The pool maintains a comfortable 80 degrees all year round. We also have a soothing jacuzzi, warm sauna, and relaxing steam room. Fitness Point is located next to Knott's Soak City Water Park in Palm Springs. For more info about Fitness Point, call 760-325-8155 or check out our Knott's Fitness Point Facebook page.
Discover golf at a whole new level. Golf Mesquite, Nevada offers stay-and-play packages with the lowest rates, thrilling casinos, and stunning golf courses.
Hi, I'm Mark Wetzel, Director of Golf at Coral Canyon Golf Club in Southern Utah. I know you're going to love our 9 championship courses and our 4 luxurious resorts. I guarantee it.
Take your next golf vacation to a whole new level with GolfMesquiteNevada.com.
Security is more than a posted sign or a locked door, and definitely different for everyone. Let Command One Security design a security system for your home or business that meets your specific needs. Family owned and operated in the Coachella Valley for nearly 30 years. Command One Security, call today and sleep easy tonight. 760-568-0052. That's 760-568-0052 or on the web at commandone.com.
You're listening to News Talk 920 KPSI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the Oaks at Ojai in Ojai, California. I just received a text from Ed who said, just looked at the website, saw that lady, tell Sheila she is beautiful. Whatever she is drinking, I want a gallon. Let me tell you, she is amazing, and she loves the town of Ojai. If you want to send me a text, go ahead and send it to 760-409-9779. That's 760-409-9779. Many celebrities have lived up here in this Ojai area and continue to do so. Jerry Bruckheimer, Tim Burton, Howard Hughes at one time attended the Thatcher School here. Justin Bieber, the Biebs, has been in and out of Ojai. Reese Witherspoon has a home up here, and the list goes on and on and on. So it was really, Ojai was one of those gems that was kept a secret for a long time, and somehow, once the celebrities find a destination, the tours start to come. And now Ojai really is a tourist destination, but a really nice, low-key nature. There's not the tour buses driving around. When you come to Ojai, you're coming to the community, you feel like a local, you're experiencing what the locals experience, and it's really, really, really a treat. Now, we're going to be giving away next week, after I do the special on KSQ about Ojai, two nights, 3 days stay here at the Oaks. And for you listeners, you can register with Valley at 760-320-8255. And that includes your meals, the exercise classes, if you want to take them, laying by the pool, if you'd rather do that, wander around town, again, at 760-320-8255 to register for a two-night, three-day stay, spa getaway here at the Oaks of Ojai 4-2. Now, we're going to shift gears, and our next guest is Jim Johnson with Sunido Casa Ojai. I think I said that correctly. Welcome, Jim.
All right, thank you.
Now, tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do, what is Sunido?
Well, I represent a couple of the inns here in town.
Okay.
They're more of a local boutique. That's the nice thing about Ojai, is that they're really anti-franchise, so everything is kind of personalized. Sunido takes that to the next level. Sunido is a really high-end luxury boutique. Each suite is named after one of our birds, a heron, the peacock, the cardinal, and each one is decorated as such. So when you go online, sunidoinn.com, you can take a 3D HD video tour of each suite and pick your favorite.
Oh, well, the lodging is definitely diverse here in Ojai. There's a little bit of everything. Of course, we have kind of the retreat, is what I'm calling the Oaks at Ojai. And then we have, like you say, the boutique lodging. Now, how many inns are in Ojai? Inns, accommodations?
There are about 8 inns total, and they range, all price range, all quality, anything you're looking for, you're going to find here in Ojai. There are going to be smaller boutique properties. There isn't a Holiday Inn or a Ramada or anything like that.
That's nice.
That's part of the charm, and, yes. And like you were saying, that's part of Ojai. That's what makes it kind of that special, unique place. When you get here, there's just something about Ojai that makes you feel at ease.
Definitely, relaxed. Oh my gosh, I loved wandering around, and everyone's so friendly, and I like the diversity of the lodging too. Some people want the smaller, intimate.
Wonderful bed and breakfast. We have some wonderful mid-range. If you're looking for the AAA type travel, we have property. We have 5-star resorts. We have 5-star golf game. Ojai has a lot to offer.
And we want to talk about that offer. With us right now is Jim Johnson. And you represent Sunido and Casa Ojai. Are they
the same?
Are they separate?
Casa Ojai is our member rich property. It's a diamond property. It's our diamond meaning from 1 to 5 9. So we have a 5 diamond resort. That's Ojai Valley Inn. And then Casa Ojai is a 3 diamond.
Okay. Well, there are a lot of award-winning properties that I've seen. Just walking around. The whole community, you know, it's just so beautiful. Now, golf. I come from a destination of Coachella Valley, 125 golf courses. There is golf up here in Ojai.
Right. There's 2 golf courses. Ojai Valley and Spa has a well-loaded golf course. And we have a public course here in Ojai called Soul Park, which is absolutely for sun views, and was rated golf digest, one of the golf digest best courses.
Okay, we're going to stop for a second. Valerie, do you want to put some commercials on?
Hey, want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where to play golf. I'll pick the spot nightlife. I know what's hot. Want to travel?
You want your child to be their absolute best and have fun learning to be their best. The Family YMCA of the Desert wants that too, which is why they offer affordable child care of the highest quality year-round throughout the valley. Know your child is with someone you trust, and rest assured that they are learning, growing, and maximizing their potential every single day. Please call the YMCA at 760-341-9622. That's 341-9622 for more information and to give your child all the tools needed to be a success. The YMCA, building strong children, families, and communities.
You're listening to News Talk 920 KPSI.
Oh my gosh, you know, we always have technical difficulty in all these beautiful places, but here we are coming to you live from the Oaks at Ojai, and it is beautiful. And once again, with us, our guest is Jim Johnson, and he is talking about all the lodging here in Ojai, California, the diverse lodging. As he said, there are no big box stores, there's no Holiday Inn, there's no mass marketing lodging. It's all boutique style lodging that we talked about a few minutes ago, but now we're shifting gears to golf. So Jim is going to tell us what golf is all about in Ojai.
We have some wonderful golf courses. Ojai Valley Inn has a top-rated golf course, which is just fabulous, and has some wonderful views. And Soul Park is a public course, and that's right across, actually, from one of our other properties, Casa Ojai. It is rated in the top of Golf Digest, and it's got some fantastic views from the hole.
So we have golf in Ojai, we have lodging, we have really basically everything a person could want up here. Now, Jim, let's briefly go over again the websites of some of the places that you kind of fond of heart that they should go to and check out right now. Let's say they're not into maybe the health and wellness of the Oaks here. I mean, you never know. Everybody is looking for something different. They're also looking for pet-friendly and maybe children-friendly. You might have some recommendations along those lines.
Ojai has a little bit of everything. We have some of the best hiking and biking with the Los Padres National Forest right behind us. We are actually tucked right below the foothills of the Los Padres National Forest. And there's hundreds of miles of trails to explore, mountain biking. We have some of the best road biking here in the U.S. So if you're a road biker, this is the place to be. For the family, we have Casitas, Lake Casitas, and we have a bike trail that is goes all the way from Ojai to the beach. So that's 15 miles, and all of our properties rent bikes thanks to the mop shop. The downtown Ojai area has a great little park called the Libby Park. We have a nice little amphitheater in there, tennis courts, great playground, and it's got a center around a water fountain that seems to attract just people all week. There's usually people down there playing music and dancing and hula hooping and just having a great time and enjoying the outdoors. A lot of our festivals are held downtown.
Well, folks, I mean, if that didn't lure you to Ojai, I don't know what will, but we have so much more to talk about. And, Jim, my bike's sitting out there, if you didn't notice. I mean, it's sitting out there. So, Jim, I want to thank you again so much. Why don't you go ahead and give the websites to Sunita and Casa Ojai. And, folks, remember, if you want to win a two-night, three-day stay, or enter to win here at the Oaks at Ojai, you need to give Valley a call at 760-320-8255. And that includes your gourmet meals, your snacks, your use of the spa facilities and the evening presentations, all the programs. Really, this is a wonderful, wonderful package. But before we let Jim go, and this is Jim Johnson, I'm going to have him give you those websites just to make sure that you check out all the different types of lodging here in Ojai.
Yes, Sunito Inn is www.sunitoinn.com. That's SUNIDOINN.com. Our second property is Casa Ojai Inn, and that's www.ojaiinn.com. OJAIINN.com.
Again, thanks so much, Jim. It was a pleasure having you on the air.
Thank you.
Great job. Okay, folks, so now, as we're covering all that Ojai has to offer, which is, we'll talk about the trolley, we're going to talk about the shops, we have a dining, there's a lot of things going on here in Ojai. It's just, like I said, easy destination. It's about 3.5 hours to get here. Very, very simple drive, one main road, and it's, you come drive right into town, right into Main Street. And as I said, there is one Main Street. And on this one Main Street, you will find wonderful shops. You will find wonderful dining. We're going to talk about that. Libby Park right now is hosting the 112th Ojai Valley Tennis Tournament. And there's just, it's just a hustle-bustle year-round destination. Now, I have found out that the population here is around 8,000. The year-round weather seems to be good. It's beautiful. It's been beautiful while I have been here. And it's a little breeze right now. The ocean's I think the ocean's about half an hour away if you can ride your bike there. It's not that far. Ojai is near Lake Casitas. It is in Ventura County. And again, like I say, it is near the beach. So everybody wants to shop. It's just part of our nature. Gals love going in and out of the shops. Men are even becoming shoppers more and more and more than they ever want to admit. And yesterday I was wandering around and I went into a store called the Human Arts Gallery. Now, in the window, there is a pair of shoes. They are vintage teacup high heels, and I took a picture of them and posted them on Facebook. They're really unique. Everything in Human Arts Gallery is so unique. And with us right now is the owner, Hallie Katz, who is the owner of Human Arts Gallery. And she has been in town for 25 years. And we're going to talk a little bit about her store, the Human Arts Gallery. And she's also going to give us some shopping tips for Ojai. Remember, there are no big box stores in Ojai. It's just all quaint owner-operator businesses. I mean, you're just going to love it. Well, welcome, Sally.
Hallie.
Your husband did that.
Hello, Francois. And did you have some questions?
Well, talk about your store.
Well, Human Arts actually started in 1975 with partners that we had that came from Monterey up north, and they opened up a little gallery. It was more of classic crafts at the time. And we joined them, moving here in 1980. Later, about 1990, bought them out. And so it was a fabulous journey. And the gallery still exists, and people visit every year. A lot of times we see familiar faces, folks coming to the Ojai Music Festival, for instance, in June, who visit us every single year. And thankfully, the Oaks is here in the same block, and we have a lot of wonderful attractions that bring people.
So, folks, like I was talking about, there's such a diverse shopping atmosphere here, and the Human Arts Gallery is just really a gorgeous store with such an eclectic choice of pieces in there, from art to furniture to the vintage teacup shoes to jewelry that Hallie makes herself, gorgeous jewelry. And one thing I noticed, Hallie, is that the shop owners, you all work together to make sure that you promote everything that Ojai has to offer. And that's really, it's a good thing. It's a unique thing. You have maps inside the stores. And how is that all coming together as far as all the shops and galleries working together? You have a jewel here. What took so long for everyone to get together to want to promote Ojai to the community, to the world?
Those are a lot of good questions.
One at a time.
Our little gallery, which grew and grew and changed and became more quirky and fun, since we've been there so long, we decided we'd spearhead a merchant committee. And we've been active. I've been the chair of it for a long time. And we have been active in gathering up the other businesses in town to do projects together, like an Ojai Village walking guide. So that is something that the visitor can pick up when they get to Ojai and see all of the shops and galleries and restaurants and entertainment spots listed, and it's a really great tool. So we started that 3 years ago, and we're in our third publication of it right now, working on a current one, and it's online as well. Our shops are varied. We have great little independent clothing stores and boutiques. We have some wonderful upscale restaurants, but still casual enough to come as you are, and a lot of interesting local art. Human Arts actually features artwork from about 170 artists all around the country, and we've sort of highlighted David Marsh Furniture, too, which is a folk art, fun, colorful pine furniture by an artist out of Houston, Texas. So we're known for that. And generally, people come here and shop, and they say they've never seen anything like it. There are no chain stores. Everything is independently owned, and generally, you will meet the owners in the shops whatever day you happen to visit.
And I have to ask, Hallie, about the vintage teacup shoes. And by the way, folks, you, online listeners, you can go to humanartsgallery.com. That's humanartsgallery.com. And all this will be posted on Traveling with Francoise during the week. I'll get all the information posted with links to every one of my guests, the destinations and businesses that they talked about. But, Hallie, those shoes that you have in the window are really clever, amazing. Can someone actually wear those?
We have had that question asked. This is by an artist named Larry LeBrain, and he teaches glass sculpture and glass work up in San Luis Obispo. We met him, and he said, I've done this series of shoes. One of them was called Combat Stilettos, and that was hilarious. It had bullets as part of the sole, and then he creates the glass part of the foot bed, and then it had, what else did it have? Stiletto knives as the heels. And then we had the teacup shoes called Sassy Tees. They're made from Delft, China. little teacups that were cut in half, and he added the glass sole and put it together. So they are sculpture. I have never seen so many people stop on the sidewalk and pull out their cell phone and take a picture and talk about these shoes. So combat stilettos are now sold to a collector, but we will try to get some more different sculptures. You can't wear them, no, but you can set them up as a lovely art, conversational art piece in your home. So,
well, there's the answer to that question. I was thinking about getting them. I was thinking about buying them. And Allie, one more question to you. You are a jewelry maker yourself. Tell us about some of the pieces that you feature in the Human Arts Gallery. And again, it's humanartsgallery.com, folks, and we were talking to the owner, Hallie Katz. And tell us a little bit about the pieces, the unique pieces that you're wearing, phenomenal pieces. When did this obsession start? And tell us a little bit about your work.
I was very fortunate that I took a jewelry class in high school, and that was Grant High School in North Hollywood many years ago with a wonderful teacher, and I was just smitten. So I went to Cal State Northridge and continued with my metalsmithing and jewelry making, and I taught for a while, and we just continue to do unusual things. Most of the work I do today is custom work. People will come in with some materials, diamonds and old gold jewelry that they no longer wear, and I'll take it apart and create a new ring, for instance, a more sculptural, interesting ring with their stones. But we have wonderful jewelry from all over the country, silver, gold, unusual folk art looking things, and priced from, anywhere from $30 up to about $3,000. So there's a whole gamut for somebody who wants to pick up a little gift or look at something more serious with gemstones and gold. It's just been a passion of mine since I was 15 or 16 years old, and I'm really lucky to be able to continue with it. I wear a few pieces that I like that you'll notice when you come in, a big bracelet with a wonderful quartz and some turquoise, and that I made in the 80s. And luckily I can put on the earrings from the shop if I happen to be wearing a particular outfit. I can just pick up a pair of earrings and put them on and look well put together. So it's been really fabulous to talk to people about how to adorn themselves in a new way.
Okay, well, you heard it from the expert. Again, that's Hallie Katz. She is the owner of Human Arts Gallery. Hallie, thanks so much for being with us. It's a real pleasure. I love your story, and I'm going to come back and check out those shoes again.
Thank you, Françoise. I appreciate all the time and effort.
All right, folks. So, as you're hearing more about Ojai, you have to start saying to yourself, wow, I didn't really realize all this was up there. And you have a chance to register for a two-night, three-day stay here at the Oaks at Ojai. Again, a celebrity destination. They tried to keep it quiet, but it didn't quite work. But this is also a destination where they have lots of great events going on. And on that note, we're going to step aside for a second, and when we come back, we're going to find out about the festival here, the music festival, the poetry festival, the wine festival, the chili cook-off, all the things happening in Ojai, California. You are listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on News Talk 920 KPSI Palm Springs. We'll be right back.
For most of us, change is hard. But if you're in business, you know that over time, change is necessary if you're going to survive and prosper. Consider your office furniture, for instance. What is it telling your clients or customers about you? In a world where perception is reality, that's a good question. We're Desert Business Interiors. We bring to the Coachella Valley over 25 years of experience in the office furniture industry, and there's no office furniture dealership in the area like us. Whether you want to find traditional office, or if you're looking for an exciting selection of clean, trendy, contemporary office furniture, Desert Business Interiors has it all. Not only does Desert Business Interiors carry all the finest manufacturers, but they can also help you design and space plan your office with their free design consultation. Whether you're looking for a new chair or complete office setup, our team will help you do it right, no matter the budget. Come see our showroom on Highway 111 in Rancho Mirage. Desert Business Interiors. Because change is good.
The search for delicious, authentic Mexican cuisine is over at Rio Azul Mexican Bar and Grill. Located on Indian Canyon in Palm Springs, enjoy $5 margaritas during happy hour Sunday through Wednesday. On weekends, breakfast and lunch is served between 11 a.m. and 2:30 p.m. The choice is yours. Visit Rio Azul on the web at rioazulpalmsprings.com. Open daily from 5 p.m. because at Rio Azul's, Mexican cuisine is more than chips and salsa. It's a dining experience. If you're a driver over 50, it may be time to switch your auto insurance. The ARP Auto Insurance Program from Hartford is now available through Desert Empire Insurance in the Coachella Valley since 1925. Call today for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members at Desert Empire Insurance at 760-360-4700. That's 760-360-4700. Certain policy features are subject to eligibility and may not be available in all states. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Oh, wow. Did you see that?
Yeah, but look over here.
Oh, beautiful.
Unbelievable.
Amaze yourself with a getaway to Arizona's Red Rock Country, Sedona. Stay 3 days and two nights in a studio suite at the Bell Rock Inn for just $178. That's $100 off the retail rate. Call the Arizona Tourism Center at 877-444-8044. Experience the magic of Sedona. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires December 31st, 2012.
There is only one place in the valley serving all of your golf cart needs, Electric Car Distributors. Serving the golf community since 1961, come and see what's new in 2012. Offering a huge inventory of custom and pre-owned cars and the best selection of the valley club cars, Yamaha and Western Elegante. Electric Car Distributors is your one-stop shop for all of your golf cart needs. With one historic location to serve you on Highway 111 in Rancho Mirage, for more info, call 760-346-5661 or visit Electric Car Distributors on the web at elec-car.com.
You're listening to News Talk 920 KPSI.
Hello everyone and welcome back to Traveling with Francois, coming to you live from the Oaks at Ojai in Ojai, California. And it is a small community of around 8,000 people, but wow, do they have nonstop year-round activities. I said poetry festival, storytelling festival, chili festival. Right now they have the 112th Ojai Valley Tennis Tournament. It is just nonstop in this community. And what I also enjoy about Ojai is even though all this is going on, everyone's spread out doing things all over. So it still has a nice, relaxed, comfortable feel on a weekend. Now with us right now is Brian Bemmel, and he is Bemmel. Said that correctly the first time, and then I messed it up. Brian Bemmel, he is with us to tell us about some of the festivals in town, and we're going to start out with, this is like a huge, huge event, is the Ojai Storytelling Festival. Brian is going to tell us when it is and what's it about, and it just sounds fascinating.
Hi, everybody. We're just getting ready to open up the 13th annual Ojai Storytelling Festival. It's May 3rd through 6th in downtown Ojai, mostly at Libby Bowl, and it features seven of the top storytellers in America. And there are programs for kids, for students and adults, and there's even an adult-only program Saturday night called Naughty Tale. And it features different kinds of storytelling, different styles, and these are among the best storytellers in the world that have come up here. And there's also lots of music because many of the storytellers use music as well.
So, Brian, when I'm thinking about storytelling, is it just what you're saying it is that people are up there? Explain what a storytelling festival is about, because all of us are thinking, okay, does someone open a book and read, or how does it all really work? Because it sounds fascinating. In fact, it really has sort of a whimsical feel when you just say storytelling festival.
Actually, there is no reading. All the stories are performed. Something.
No problem. No, let's go back to just.
Go ahead, Susie.
Okay, there's actually, there's no reading. All the stories are performed. A lot of times when you say storytelling, people think it's for kids. So I've started using the word theater for of the spoken word. And they're actually theater pieces, basically. It's a little different than theater in that there's a term in theater called the fourth wall, and that's kind of the barrier between the audience and the performer. In storytelling, it's more like a bridge. And when you're listening to these stories, you feel like you're in the story itself. And I've been in audiences with 1,500 people, and you just feel like you're right in the story. And there's all kinds of different stories. They tell folk tales, personal stories, tales of mystery, just about everything you can think of, and they're really entertaining performers and totally engaging.
And folks, with us is Brian Bemmel. He is with, are you with the Storytelling Festival? Are you the director?
The Artistic Director.
There you go. And you can go to their website at ohistoryfest.org. Again, that's ohistoryfest.org. You can give them a call at 805-646-8907. And again, this will be posted on Traveling with Francoise with a link directly to the Storytelling Festival, which, again, it sounds fantastic. And I'm looking at the flyer here, and I'm intrigued. I am very, very intrigued. Now, not only, Brian, do you have storytelling up here, but you have a World Music Festival coming in October. I mean, Ojai is just playing host to so many diverse, exciting events. Tell us a little bit about the World Music Festival, and that is, folks, going to be October 6th, and it's going to be at the Libby Bowl, which seems to be the hub of almost everything. Right now, the tennis tournament, there's a big setup over there for the tennis tournament. The Libby Bowl, the Libby Park seems to be the hub of Ojai activities.
Well, last October, we began the first Ojai World Music Festival, so now we're on to the second one, and it's going to feature somebody that maybe a lot of you have heard of. His name is Jake Shimbukuru, and he's had over 3 million hits on YouTube. He's called the Jimi Hendrix of the ukulele, and he plays everything from Stairway to Heaven to Beatles songs. He's a magnificent performer, and he's going to be joined by Grammy nominee Cedric Watson, who does the Cajun Zydeco music, and he's going to have his band here. And it's going to be really exciting at the end when the two of them get together for a Cajun Zydeco Hawaiian finale. And it's not to be missed. It's October 6th at Libby Bowl, and there's also going to be some workshops on ukulele and fiddle playing, and it's going to be a good time for everybody.
And Brian, I'm thinking that not only does the community get involved with these fantastic festivals, because their volunteers is key, but if you have a lot of international visitors, outside visitors, come to these events, and do you have people that actually email you to volunteer to be part of them? Can they do that?
Well, as you can imagine, it takes a lot of volunteers to put on a festival. We have over 30 volunteers for storytelling. And people do come to these festivals from all over the country. The Storytelling Festival draws people from all over the United States to Ojai. And if you're interested in volunteering, you can send us an email. We're kind of set for this year, but we're always looking for good volunteers for the future.
Okay, and talk a little bit about prices. What is the price range for the music festival and the storytelling?
Okay.
Let's kind of break that up. Let's do storytelling first. Prices.
Well, there's a lot of different ways to buy tickets for storytelling. You can buy tickets for an individual event during the daytime, which is $12 for adults and $10 for seniors and students. The evening performances are $25 for adults and $20 for seniors, and they feature all the storytellers in one evening. You can also buy a pass for the festival for the whole weekend. That's what most people do. And the other option is we have something called a six-pack, where you get six tickets for $95. And you can go to, you can bring six friends to one event, or you can spread it out and go yourself to six different events. Those are kind of the different ways. And the World Fest is going to be $45 for the evening with Jake and Cedric.
All right, so folks, very, very affordable. A great, if you need an excuse to go anywhere or do anything, come to the World Music Festival here in Ojai, the Ojai World Fest, or the Storytelling Festival. Those are the great excuses in the world. I mean, I think they're the best excuses. You can say, hey, I need to go, or I want to go to the Storytelling Festival, and use that for your excuse to come to Ojai. Now, a lot of people have said to me, Ojai, Francoise, what's in Ojai? Well, now, for the last hour, you're probably saying, I had no clue that Ojai was the home to all these great, great venues of inns and resorts and shops. So we haven't even touched on dining yet. We're going to touch on that next. And these festivals coming up. Brian, there's just one to wrap it up with websites and a little more information you'd like to share with everyone.
One thing I wanted to say is for all these festivals at Libby Bowl, it's 2 minutes from a 2 minute walk from downtown. So all the restaurants, everything is right there. You just have to park once and you're there. So it's so convenient. And